Corkers.
There were about 30 or more masters at Repton, and most of them were amazingly dull and totally colourless and completely uninterested in boys. But Corkers, an eccentric old bachelor, was neither dull nor colourless. Corkers was a charmer, a vast, ungainly man with drooping bloodhound cheeks and filthy clothes. He wore creaseless flannel trousers and a brown tweed jacket with patches all over it and bits of dried food on the lapels. He was meant to teach us mathematics, but in truth he taught us nothing at all, and that was the way he meant it to be. His lessons consisted of an endless series of distractions, all invented by him, so that the subject of mathematics would never have to be discussed. He would come lumbering into the classroom and sit down at his desk and glare at the class. We would wait expectantly, wondering what was coming next. "Let's have a look at the crossword puzzle in today's times," he would say, fishing a crumpled newspaper out of his jacket pocket. "That'll be a lot more fun than fiddling around with figures. I hate figures. Figures are probably the dreariest things on this earth." "Then why do you teach mathematics, sir?" somebody asked him. "I don't," he said, smiling slyly. "I only pretend to teach it." Corkers would proceed to draw the framework of the crossword on the blackboard, and we would all spend the rest of the lesson trying to solve it while he read out the clues. We enjoyed that. The only time I can remember him vaguely touching upon mathematics was when he whisked a square of tissue paper out of his pocket and waved it around. "Look at this," he said. "This tissue paper is 1/100th of an inch thick. I fold it once, making it double. I fold it again, making it 4 thicknesses. Now then, I will give a large bar of Cadbury's fruit and nut milk chocolate to any boy who can tell me, to the nearest 12 inches, how thick it will be if I fold it 50 times. We all stuck up our hands and started guessing. 24 inches, sir. 3 feet, sir. 5 yards, sir. 3 inches, sir. "You're not very clever, are you?" Corkers said. "The answer is the distance from the earth to the sun. That's how thick it would be." We were enthralled by this piece of intelligence and asked him to prove it on the blackboard, which he did. Another time, he brought a 2-foot-long grass snake into class and insisted that every boy should handle it in order to cure us forever, as cannot remember all the other thousands of splendid things that old Corkers cooked up to keep his class happy. But there was one that I shall never forget, which was repeated at intervals of about 3 weeks throughout each term. He would be talking to us about this or that, when suddenly he would stop in mid-sentence, and a look of intense pain would cloud his ancient countenance. Then his head would come up, and his great nose would begin to sniff the air, and he would cry aloud, "By God, this is too much! This is going too far! This is intolerable!"